Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Grimsley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Hendrick moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick throws the ball into Duffy, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabell is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hendrick. Blair reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Fuller now playing right field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor is walked intentionally. Tom Buskey now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Williams drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lowenstein out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 4 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Joe Liss pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Davis reaches second base with a double. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 4 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lowenstein trying to get to home. Blair throws the ball into Williams who tags Lowenstein who's trying to score from second, for the out. Duffy moves to second. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Hendrick is walked intentionally. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-4 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins pinch hits for Jim Fuller. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Coggins now playing right field. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ellis strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. Liss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-5 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey pinch hits for Tommy Davis. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Reynolds covering, for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field. Spikes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spikes. Baylor scores. Powell moves to third. Coggins moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-5 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-5 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. Grant Jackson now pitching. Laron Lee pinch hits for Buddy Bell. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Spikes moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-2 in the game. Liss takes first base on ball four. Spikes scores. Ellis moves to third. Lee moves to second. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Dave Duncan. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Lee moves to third. Liss moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.